Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monty.
Is Mary Lou?
It is.
Oh, you got today?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think Donna does.
Oh.
Ruth just called, asked me if I'd load the slides, because she isn't positive Karen's going to be on. Karen was going to use or something.
Ruth's not going to be here either?
No. No.
Oh, because I sent her an email yesterday asking her to resend me the download for the PowerPoint, because when my computer crashed, it took Roman 6 hours to get my computer right.
Ooh.
And that ended up getting wiped off, so I don't have a copy, so I can't load the the program that slides if I ever need to. I had them before, but they got wiped off.
Yeah. I can probably do it after the call.
Whatever. I'd appreciate somebody. How's it going down there?
Pardon me?
We had 82 degrees, 82 or something, I can't believe it, weather yesterday.
Boy, I would love that.
Yeah.
Was 105 last night when, after dark, Larry went out and checked on the patio. It was still 105. I don't know what it is. This morning I haven't looked out there yet. We get morning sun on the patio, so I keep everything closed up till the sun moves.
Yeah. So, Larry, by the way, did you watch Mary Dean's thing?
I missed Ken. Putting golf thing, that more golf couples putting.
Yeah.
And I got here and saw Dr. Naidu, yes.
Oh.
So I said, F.
Good, okay.
Good morning, who's joined us?
Morning, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Nancy in Houston.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm great. This is Mary Lou, and we got Monty here, and anybody else? Well, I hope we get a host here pretty quick. Karen, Donna? Okay. Well, we're all going to chat and until somebody gets here, I guess. Donna, are you there? If you're there, you're muted. Okay, well, Monty, I forget that number to check.
Star 2.
Thanks. Okay, well, we have some that, I think probably Steve is here. Well, listen, I think we better get going. Unless, Donna, if you're there, you're muted. Or Karen, if you're there, you're muted. Okay. Well, I think we'll go ahead then and get started with this call. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I think I'm on speaker. Well, here we are. I don't know how long, let me see, we must be, I started on January 9th, I don't know about the rest of you, January, February, March, April, April, May, 4 months and a week almost since we started the program, and I'm very happy with my successes. I'm very, very happy about this chart, and yesterday I said, maybe I'll say something about what are we called today? Transparent Tuesday. I thought I would wait until Transparent Tuesday because, you know, when we started out, golly, we were walking, you know, 5 days a week and everything, and as it's gotten warmer and warmer and warmer down here, it's harder for me to get out for my walk. I was sharing with Monty that last night after I got off my last conference call and it was dark out, Larry went and checked the thermometer on the back patio, and it was still 105. So, we do have an indoor walking track. I think we're going to have to move to that. It's a little boring, but for the time the time being, I think it's going to be better for our health because yesterday we got out of here a little late on our walk. I ran into a friend, talked to her way too long, and didn't know if I was going to get home or not because I was ready to bake. It was so hot. Anyway, I hate to complain, and I hear it's beautiful in the Pacific Northwest, and I hope you're having beautiful weather everywhere you are. We had company come and a couple of weeks ago, and then we took off for a week, and we were gone to Tucson with our friends, and I didn't print this sheet off. I printed it off. I guess it was left here at home, and I just wasn't paying too much attention to it. And I just kind of want to talk a little bit about how important this little sheet is because I managed to accumulate a little more weight than, you know, I went away and I said I lost a half a pound or I gained a half a pound while I was gone, but I didn't start using this sheet again right away, and bad habits started to creep up, and before you know it, I've put on a couple of found a couple of pounds that I had earlier released. Now I'm back almost to where I was before all that, but I think this sheet, I call this my journal. I just write on the back how I'm feeling, and that's what I call my journaling, because that way I can, if I'm achy, if I'm having trouble getting up from a chair or something like that, I can always go back and see what it was that I had eaten. Much as I hate to admit it, I do believe that the wheat or the gluten is a culprit in my life as well. Probably everybody's. I read another article the other day that says it's not necessarily the wheat, but it is what they have sprayed on it, and, you know, the, what is it, GMO? What is it that they...
pesticide?
Yep. Is that Donna? Or is that Nancy?
Oh, this is Nancy.
Okay, thanks, Nancy. Well, all the stuff that they spray on that wheat and everything is really what's causing us all those problems. So when I got home and realized that I had slipped a little bit, I just pulled this sheet out and decided on Sunday, by gum, I'm getting right back to recording all of this stuff again because I think it's important. Many years ago, I was on a diet program that I paid for, and I checked in every day, and I had to journal. I journaled. I spent thousands of dollars on that program, and it worked. And so I just want to say, I think we all, especially me, need to be, you know, keeping track of what it is that we're doing. So I know everybody that's on here has been on before. I see Donna's here. Donna, were you prepared to do the call today?
No.
Okay.
Oh, was I supposed to?
Well, I don't know. Usually you and Karen do it, and I don't see Karen is here. Karen, are you here?
Oh, maybe I misunderstood Karen. I thought Ruth was going to do it today and ask questions or something.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, Ruth is not going to be here today. Her son is in the hospital in Portland, and so she is headed that direction.
Okay.
Everybody keep Matt in your prayers. Okay, so anyway, I just wanted to be transparent and let you all know that I slipped, I fell off, and I was not keeping track here, and I paid for it. And so this is Transparent Tuesday. Does anybody else have anything that they would like to share?
Well, this is Donna, and you said you fell off the wagon, so to speak.
Well, yeah.
I guess sometimes to move forward, we have to take little baby steps, and sometimes we go backwards. But what happens, I think, we end up going forward even quicker. But that's what my thing is this week. I want to really focus on not gaining any weight, since I had that good weight loss on vacation, and I want to continue losing weight. So I have to really watch it to see what I should be doing this week.
Okay. Thanks, Donna.
You're welcome.
Okay. There's a bit of crackling on the line. Does anybody else hear that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to share
transparent? Mary Lou.
Yes.
Margaret. I would like to share a few things. First of all, I use those charts almost every day. I think they're really important, and they have, first time I ever knew how to balance the acid and the alkaline foods, and so it means a great deal to me to stay on it, because I know I feel better, and I think I lose a little weight when I'm on it, but and it helps me to maintain the best health possible. By being a participant in this program, it helps my posture. I believe I present myself as a more confident person. And I think it even makes made grocery shopping easier until the grocery stores down here in my hometown decided to rearrange everything. And now it's sort of a hide-and-seek thing, and they place these products that they know are enticing to people in these conspicuous places that they know you're going to pick up candy or cookie or whatever looks good to you. So the program's made me very conscious of that, and I understand what the stores are doing, so I'm learning to pass those things by. Bit hard, but because they do tempt me, as they do a lot of other people, but it has helped me to manage my life a little better, and I've been fortunate in that I have lost some weight, but I'm still working on losing some more, so I feel better, and I want to thanks to Ruth and all of you who make the program possible, because I think it's fantastic. It's the best program I've ever been on.
Okay, Margaret, you said you've lost a little weight. Do you want to share that? Do you want to tell everybody?
Okay. Yeah, I've lost 15 pounds. And I need to lose a few more. I haven't checked. I realize the importance of measuring. However, I didn't measure at the beginning, and I'm sorry I didn't, but I measured on, I think it was April the 14th, and so I'm keeping record and going to see if I've lost any inches. I haven't lost too many inches because my clothes still aren't fitting like this, I would like them to, but I have lost some.
Okay.
And that's 15 pounds since the time you said 4 months, something like that, because I got on it the next day, I think it was on one day before I started, so I'm not exactly sure what day I started, but it's been about at least 4 months, which I guess that's not bad.
No, that is not. And you know what the thing is? The way we're all learning to eat and we're reducing the inflammation, this isn't like those yo-yo diets that I don't know, I have been on in the past where the minute I go off of it, I gain the weight. This is definitely a health style choice, and it makes us more aware, and I think I really do believe that we have decreased the inflammation quite a bit.
But
Margaret, would you share with everybody your age?
Okay, I was 83 in January, January 31st.
Okay, and they say it's harder the older we get to lose weight, and you've done fantastic. Those of you that don't know Margaret, how tall are you? About 4 foot?
No, I'm 5 feet one.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, okay. That's what they told me at the doctor's office the other day.
Okay. Well, great. That's great progress, Margaret.
But you know, one thing, Mary Lou, that surprises me is I've made copies of that chart, and I've given it, I've handed it to people. Some take it, some of them look at it, smile, and then get back to me. And one person said, well, I guess everybody has their own plan. Okay, so they do. Anyway, I've invited several people to the call. So far, nobody's joined me, but I think they will.
That's all you need to do. That's our job. Get the word out. Lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Okay, how about somebody else? Anybody else measuring? Got a great report or any kind of a report?
Well, I'm not measuring or anything. This is Monty, but I'm not measuring or anything. But you know, I just really know, and I've mentioned this several times, is the inflammation that I know is leaving my body just by listening to my body and watching my hands and my ankles, and you know, I just really feel that get being on the alkaline side of food as much as possible is really so beneficial to just a flat good health, you know. And I'm not, and you know, you mentioned, you know, it seems like the older we get, the harder it is to take off. Well, I think a lot of that has to do with physical exercise too. So I just feel that, things are headed in the right direction that I want them for me. And I think that's kind of what's the most important, because when I get this, I guess when I feel I get these inflammation out of my body and get my arteries unclogged and get the junk out of them that I know has been built back up over these last two or so years, that, you know, I'm just going to, I know I feel a lot better, you know, so I just really feel that we're headed on the right track, and that's a thing to go. You know, it's just one thing I have found out that I was reading an article, well, I'll mention that later, but getting rid of the toxins out of my body, I just, all that stuff is just so important for each and every one of us, and I don't think sometimes we really understand the benefit of what this new way of eating is and can do for us.
Well, Monty, you shared something with me the other day before you went up to Seattle that I thought you were going to share today.
Give my mind a memory.
Give your mind a memory about being out and around people.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, because when I was on the program before, I had lost, you know, over 100 pounds and everything, and then when I got off the program, basically, and, you know, any excuse will do, but I was taking care of Mom 24 hours a day and being more concerned about her and not my so much myself. Her, she became the priority totally in my life, and taking care of her. And so when I did that, of course, I, you know, she had to be lifted all the time for things that had to be done and put into bed or out of bed. And, you know, you just, I guess because of, I'll call it stress and getting away from that priority of myself and my health, that things just kind of really slid downhill. So when that happens and you don't get out in society and you're not around the people that you're, you know, with in the weekend business, I guess I started to feel a whole lot of guilt. And that guilt was that, you know, when you have been such a, how do I say this?
When role model.
So good, and other people have thought highly of it, and then all of a sudden you realize that you're back to where you were, that those guilt feelings and self-confidence kind of leaves you, that, you know, I withdrew totally from people. I'm now, I've decided that I've got to get over that, and the only way I can get over that is to, I guess, more accept myself of where I'm at, what I look like or how I feel, and don't be so concerned about what other people think about, I'll use the word backsliding, and getting back to where I was. So that it was nice to go up to the function on Saturday here in Seattle, and I guess really being accepted.
There, and I bet you everybody was glad to see you, too.
Yes.
There you go.
You know, and so it was a good day for me.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, Monty, you're such an important part of this program, and we just, you're great, and we are so glad that you're back, you're here, and that you do the calls, and that you participate, and we know that we're all on the right track, so. And don't ever withdraw from people, because you're just important. People love you and appreciate you. So,
well, it hurts your business too.
Oh, does it? Okay. All right. Well, every day's a new day. Anybody else? Thanks, Monty. Thanks, Margaret. Okay, I took a ton of notes last night that I would have shared when Monty just said that. Okay, how about measuring? You know, when I got in this program, I said, I am not going to measure. I think it's time to, oh, it's not here, I can't find it. Maybe it's here. I said I was not going to measure, but I finally did. There it is. And I was absolutely amazed when I looked at it. I'm only doing it every 10 pounds, so I'm not ready to do it again yet. I should probably go on vacation like Donna did and release 5 while I'm gone. Good girl. But I was surprised that I'm going to look at my chart here. Somebody else can talk in the meantime. I was surprised that at 6 weeks I had released 10.4 pounds. And so I did. I went and I took my measurements. And at that point, I had lost 18 inches. But the most exciting thing for me, because I've talked about and we've all read about this weight in our midriff, in our stomach, is the most dangerous because it packs on around the organs and everything. That's where I had gotten rid of 6.5 inches from rib cage, waist, and abdomen. So I think it is important that we measure. And, you know, little half inch here, half inch there, it all adds up. So from this area to here, I was where a third of my weight went off. Or a third of the inches went off right here. So I encourage everybody now to go ahead. You know, you can do it at, I did it at 4 week and 6 week. And I just made up my mind I'll do it every 10 pounds because it's time consuming and I may have to break down and do it again here real soon. But anyway, anybody else have anything to say about that? I think the more we're tracking it, the easier it's going to be for us to stick to the program because we'll see little progress and this isn't going to change. You know, we aren't going to change overnight. I didn't get in this situation overnight, and so it's going to, it is a progress, and it is a health style. And what did Ruth put this together for? Well, a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices. So, anybody have any recipes they want to share?
I don't have any recipes, but, you know, I think what you're mentioning is very important. You know, I have a different way of doing it rather than measuring, but, you know, I can really tell even just by looking down at my stomach and grabbing my wrist and putting my fingers around it and see how close my fingers are together. But I think what the whole purpose of the measuring side of things, and that's just basically verification. And any time we can verify what we're doing is right, and that we are headed in a direction we want to do, that's real important. And in most cases, that's measuring for most people.
I know. And, you know, with all the walking I was doing, Monty, I would have thought that it would have fallen off of here, you know, this lower part, the hips and the thigh and the lower thigh and the knee and the calf. And that's where I would have thought. So I was absolutely amazed that it had actually come off my midsection. That just reaffirmed to me that this is definitely the right program to be on, and it is reducing the inflammation.
Well, you know, I have an article that I was going to hold till Friday, but I think now might be a good time to talk about. If you don't mind,
I would love it.
You mind?
I don't mind at all. Thank you very much.
Okay. Because you mentioned about measuring, and you mentioned about how you felt that, you know, because of walking or whatever, that basically everything, you felt that possibly around the hip area, the thigh area, that kind of stuff, that you'd notice a big difference. Well, I have a philosophy about, I've always felt this way, but I guess this article kind of verifies it, and that is a simple fact that wherever we put on the weight the quickest, in other words, wherever our body accepts that fat, and I don't mean that to be detrimental, but that's exactly what it is, that's probably the first place it's going to come off. Well, this article says that I have here, maybe some of you have seen it, it's kind of been in the news here recently, and it says Fat reaches our waist 3 hours after a big meal. But when I read that headline, I thought, wow, no wonder when we can, that we can not, if we just get a little bit off this program, or we just need a little too much fat or whatever, that how fast that can actually come to our, get back on our body. But it says, anyone who has had to loosen their belt and join a big meal may be reassured knowing their weight gain was not in their imagination. A scientist finds that fat reaches the waistline as little as 3 hours after a meal. So the research in this comes from Oxford University and discovered that fat in the foods can be converted into tissue around the plumpest parts of our body within hours. Well, so when I thought about that, and the study is by these two people, found that the first fat from any meal enters the blood around an after being ingested. That amazed me. An hour after we eat food, and the types of food that we eat, if there's anything in there, and let's assume that it's fat, that it immediately gets into the blood right away, but within 3 hours, it's already started to be deposited within our bodies. By the time 3 or 4 hours have passed, they found most of it had been incorporated into the, and I think this is what we're talking about, the adipose tissue, I think that's the way you pronounce it, much of which lies in the short-term fat stores in the waist.
Oh, my word.
So that's why when we eat or we get off the program or you know, somebody says they've gone for the weekend and they come back and they've gained 2 pounds or whatever, I guess, again, that is just verification to me that this program, based upon what we eat and how we you know, if we just get a little bit too much of the wrong kind of fats in our bodies, that it's going to come to our bodies almost immediately. It goes into our blood within an hour, and it's going to be on our waist and into those tissues in 3 to 4 hours. So when people say, well, you know, I can't really believe it, but I went away for, did this for a few days or a few, whatever, or I went out and I had a good meal with some friends or whatever the story is, even though we do that, our intention of wanting to lose weight, that we immediately, by the way the foods that we eat and the things that we do, we're socking it on us, and we're socking it on us faster than I ever thought. Because I always thought, oh, well, what the heck, I could go out and have a pizza, or I could go do this, or I could go have a nice big meal, and you know, maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. That's what I did in the old program. Once a month, I'd go out and just eat anything that I wanted to eat. Because I have another philosophy or theory that says, and I'm sure this can be verified, that if you want a chocolate bar, you don't eat the doggone chocolate bar. Because if you don't, that temptation is always going to be there. It's always going to be in your mind. And eventually, somewhere down the road, you're going to start gorging, and you're going to start having not one piece a day. You're going to start having 2 pieces a day or whatever. But again, this article again verifies, backed up by research out of Oxford University, that what we eat immediately goes on our body, or it doesn't get into our body because we're eating properly and not putting the kind of foods in our body that we don't need to. So there again, it verifies to me that what we're doing is the right path. When we gain those little extra ups and downs, there's reasons for it.
Wow. Wow. And I heard, I think I'm going to do a little research on this myself, but I had heard that once we have those fat cells too, they, you know, they don't go away. We add more fat cells to fat cells. So I'm going to do a little research on that. Boy, thank you, Monty, for sharing that, because look at the people that say, well, you know, I do it all week. I take Sundays off, and that might work for some, but I think if they're not gaining inches, then they must be sticking pretty much to their program on Sunday as well.
Yeah, and you know, and it has just to go, it just all goes back to good health, period. Which
right.
Then verifies the way we eat determines our health, period.
We are what we eat. Isn't that the truth?
They say garbage in, garbage out. Well, I had my garbage in, and my garbage all came out on my stomach.
Well, we are definitely on the right path. I'm going to report. Yesterday was my first day that I went entirely gluten-free. And I feel good. We'll see. We'll just see how long I can do this. I'm gonna give it my best shot. Monty, did you go entirely gluten free when you read that book, the Kathy Abascal one?
Yes, I did. I really feel, you know, here's the way I feel about gluten. Anything we put in our body that the body can basically react to has to have an unbeneficial effect to our body. So when I read the book and I went gluten-free, you know, every once in a while I do have a piece of toast or whatever, just because that's what I've had all my life. But, you know, I just really believe that the gluten does create problems in our bodies. And so when I went gluten-free, I didn't necessarily know a huge amount of weight loss or nothing, but I did notice that I did feel better. One of the things that I found it did for me, Ruth always uses the word she has bad digestion. Well,
indigestion.
And to me, that was I would have a loose stool. And when I went to, and diarrhea quite a bit. So when I went gluten-free, that is one of the things I first noticed was that that went away.
Oh, so your body was letting you know. You were listening to your body again. Your body was letting you know. That was something it did not want.
It talks to us. It really talks to us. The trouble of it is most people don't really listen to it.
There you go. Body language. Pay attention. Digestion problems. So those are different ways that we can listen to our body. Headaches, joints. See, I noticed it in my joints. Fatigue. There have been times I've eaten something, sat down after a meal, and actually fallen asleep, and I believe that is a blood sugar thing. Slight digestion problems, stomach or gut, having problems seeing, sight problems, blood sugar problems, breathing problems, dry or itching skin, swelling or numbness, sluggish brain. I get that a bit. And then above waist, oversize, and irregular heart rate or high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So these are all danger signs. We definitely want to be listening to our body.
You know, Ruth and Donna, you know, look what MSG does to them.
Right.
And now that Donna's gotten more control of her MSG, look at the results she's getting. You know, it's just amazing.
Absolutely. Okay, does anybody have anything, any questions or anything they want to add? We've gone past our time here again. Oh, anybody?
This is a Blue Line Crane, just Salt Lake City.
Hi there.
Redbound cranes to the university.
Who's on the train at the university? Okay. Well, I guess thanks everybody for being on the call. Thank you to those of you that shared, that spoke up, Donna and Monty and Margaret and Nancy. Thank you very much. And we'll be back here on this call tomorrow morning. Make it a 10-day. Let's all strive for a 10-day. And I'm saying that mainly for myself because I have trouble getting a tan. I usually fall down here in my snacks, and I know that they are very important for keeping our blood sugar stable. So let's all strive to do a 10 today, and we'll be on the call again tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.